السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Respected staff of Markaz Sahaba and the listeners of Markaz Sahaba, I greet you with the Islamic salutation. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Brother Yusuf has asked me to give a nasiha, but people like us, old bullies, what can we say? Today is modern tech, so possibly our nasiha is not that powerful, but inshallah, whatever through our experiences, we try to render a few guidelines for our parents. To start off this nasiha, I would like the listeners of Markaz Sahaba to picture a scenario. We have a chicken, a hen, who has got small little chicks that just hatched. And here comes a cat. A cat wants to snatch one, the chicks. What does the hen do? The hen knows very well that I cannot stand up to this cat. This cat is very powerful. But the hen will stretch and spread its wings and try to protect its little tiny little chicks. Now, what does this tell us? This teaches us a lesson, the compassion, the love that the mother has for its small little babies. Alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made us human beings, has given us the intellect, and has given us that heart to show that compassion, that love for our children. Today, unfortunately, we're living in a time where we are so engrossed in worldly matters, worldly earnings, that very little time is spent and very little love is shown to our children. Because if we don't spend time with our children, how can we give them love? Now, the first lesson in love for our children, the first lesson in love should be to show our children, I'm emphasizing, to show our children what being loved feels like. And that should be through our actions. To show our children we love them. We have to show it, express it. Not only lip service, because that even a tape recorder can do that. You can put it on the whole day and the tape recorder will keep reciting, my dear children, I love you. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us something like a heart. That feeling should come out from our heart. Not the love we feel by buying or giving them things, fancy high-tech toys, but rather the love that is shared when spending time with our children. When we spend time with our children, we'll be teaching them. We'll be talking about the hard stuff, listening to their stories and the small things, creating those beautiful memories that will last a lifetime. Those moments are the ones our kids will remember. What you instill in the child from childhood will be lifelong memories. The ones that truly show them love, how special they are, and that we are here for them. When we show our love, we should express it in such a way that, in other words, we are telling them that, my dear children, you can count on us. You are loved, and you can tell us anything. We are here to listen to you. This is a great thing. We should not take it lightly. By teaching our children about love, they will learn to love themselves first thing, and that's very important. and will have self-confidence in them. Also, you know, this love that we give to our children, you must know it's automatic love for us. They will question inappropriate actions by others. You know, when some people will be doing anything that is wrong, they will start questioning that. And they will understand the difference between what is love and what isn't love. They will learn how to make good decisions and know when to walk away. When there is a difficult situation, they will know, look, hey, hold it here. This is not for me. So they will learn to walk away from these things. That is why parents play a very, very important role in the lives of our children. Our children will learn this from only us. Like that, the world is plenty. There's plenty people in the world. Children can learn anywhere. But if we have shown them that affection, that love, they will learn from us. From the moments we spend together, that can be the childhood days. It starts from here. Our talks and our difficult discussions, etc. They will learn to use open communication. They will discuss whatever they feel. Alhamdulillah, you know, when we are open with our children, and we have to be open because the best advice is we can give them, not from the dunya. Today, unfortunately, our kids get tangled with wrong friends, and they have been so influenced. Like as the famous saying, peer pressure, they're looking at others, they want to do the same things. These are dangerous. Today's time we know that when a person, like for example, if there is a lazy person, if there's a lazy person, you know what he likes? He likes his friends to also be lazy like him because he's got company. And a person who's progressive, he will encourage something so that our children will follow suit. But always remember, parents are your best sheikh. Parents are the first sheikh of our children. Alhamdulillah, we can say we have plenty shuyukhs, plenty molanas, plenty so-and-so, but the greatest sheikh, which has taught our children the most, are we, the parents. Now, we don't have really much time. This is a very, very lengthy discussion, and it needs to be addressed. It needs to be addressed. It is very, very important. Today, we see a lot of children are going astray because we haven't spent time with them. And I always, this is my famous quote, I always say that our children need our presence. Presence means being around. Our children need our presence, not our presence, not our gifts. Because that anybody can give them. We need to be present for them at all times. From the time they are small right till they are grown up. And even after they are married, they still need. Today we see so many scenarios. The children got married. And after they got married, they had problems and all that. Eventually they came back to the parents. So you see, the children need us. And whenever a scenario like that coming, parents don't say to the children, look here, you were not here all this time, you forgot about us, now we don't care for you. No, that same parents will bring them back again. So let us exercise our responsibility well. Now, as we said, the time is short. I would like to just two, three items which will help us to develop that love for our children and spend time with our children. First thing, and we all know, and it is an undisputed fact that today we as parents, we are so much engrossed in high tech like cell phones, etc. Today we see so many parents are so busy with their cell phones that they don't want to be disturbed, even when it comes to homework, when it comes to advisors. We try to brush our kids away, buy them these toys, and get them off our backs. So first thing, we need to turn off electronics. When we must spend quality time with them, that's the first step. When we are busy with our children, leave your cell phones one side, unless there's an urgent call. Otherwise, your children come first. Number two is, learn to listen to your children. When you listen to your children, we will learn to understand them. We will be able to know what are their requirements. Not in worldly matters, but sometimes they need advisors. So we need to listen to them very carefully and be polite. Don't be harsh with them. When we talk of love, there's no harshness in love. Nobody loves somebody in harshness. We love people with love. So we should be very polite, nicely, good words we should use. Because remember, there is a famous saying that if we got a sweet tongue, we can sell honey. We can sell chilies. If we got a sweet tongue, we can sell chilies. But if you have an ugly tongue, you won't be able to sell honey also. The next thing is, try to develop eye contact with your children. You know, when you look, don't ignore them. When you're speaking to them, look at them straight into the eye. Let them feel that, look here, you are the most important person or human in our lives. You look at the child straight into the eye, that love, that bond, because the eye is the one that will develop that love for the child, and the child will trust you, will have confidence in you. And another thing which has been neglected, first thing, we ask ourselves the question, this morning when our children went to school, did we hug them? Did we kiss them? This is a sunnah of our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and we are neglecting this. We should hug our kids so nicely, see a smile on their face when they're going to school, or madrasa for that matter. Hug them, kiss them, see the smile on their face, send them nicely off, recite, greet them with assalamu alaikum. I mean, the meaning of salam is, so wonderful. May peace be upon you. And also at the same time, send them off by saying fi amanillah. These days, what happens to our children. So we leave them, we send them off in the protection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, to end off, I think it's very important that I think our matriculants now, and one thing we need to understand, just as much as Islamic education is important, and it is very important because it helps us in this dunya and in the akhirah. And even secular education is just as important. We do it for the sake of Allah. So our children, that is why we send our children to schools. Without that, because they need to survive in this dunya as well. So schooling, secular education is just as important. That is why we have been taught the dua, Rabbana atina fid dunya hasana. Fid dunya hasana. We are asking Allah Ta'ala to bless us with hasana, all the good things of this dunya. We are living in this dunya. We have a good education, a good trade, or whatever the case may be, alhamdulillah, which will make life easy for us. So secular education is also just as important. Also, now our matriculants are writing, we must make dua, we must encourage them, be with them, stand with them, encourage them. They are going to write their exams. This exam, to go into an examination room is not an easy thing. There's so much of stress on their heads. We make dua, Allah, make it easy for them. Allah, make it easy for them. Allah, let them pass through this examination swiftly, nicely, quickly, and very with ease, with ease. And Allah Ta'ala, once they study, we make dua that Allah Ta'ala give them good results, and thereafter take up whatever they want to. And also, firstly, we must make our children also understand that first we are Muslims, then we are, then we can be a doctor, lawyer, carpenter, whatever the case may be. So all of us, whoever is listening, you have your children at school who are in matric or in any other standards, make special dua for them. Those who don't have children, make also dua for those children that are going through the stressful time. And basically, that's it. To sum up the whole thing, our lesson for today, or rather the nasiha for today, is that have love for your children. With love, you can conquer anything. If we can, if human can control a wild animal like a lion, then I don't see why we can't control our children. Today, it's a very common thing that today our children are beyond control. But then, again, maybe the methodology we are using is not correct. And there's books and books written about child psychology and all that. But basically, give them love. This is the greatest ingredient to have successful children. So we end off with this. We make dua. Whatever has been said, Allah Ta'ala give me. We are old people already. We are grandparents already. Today we would like to see our grandchildren also coming up nicely. We make dua for them. Wherever are old, your duas will be accepted quickly. Make dua for them. And in conclusion, we make special dua for our brother Yusuf, who's got a son, Uthman. I am so happy he has kept the name of one of the Khalifas. And we should encourage whoever is going to, whoever is expecting babies, inshallah, try to keep the names of one of the Sahabis. And in particular, keep one of the Khulafai Rashideen's names. You know, we must revive this. Don't just go on the internet and just look for fancy names. Sometimes it's difficult for old people to even pronounce those names. So keep simple names like the Sahaba's names. And inshallah, make dua that the qualities of the Sahaba come into our children. With that, I say fi amanillah to everyone. Make dua for me as well and for all our children. We'll make it just a short, quick dua. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار ربنا لا تؤاخذنا إن نسينا أو أخطأنا ربنا ولا تحمل علينا إصرا كما حملته على الذين من قبلنا ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكن من الخاسرين ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما اللهم إنا نسألك علما نافعا ورزقا واسعا وشفاء من كل داء ربنا هب لنا من ازواجنا وذرياتنا قرة اعين واجعلنا للمتقين اماما ربنا تقبل منا انك انت السميع العليم وتب علينا انك انت التواب الرحيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين برحمتك يا ارحم الراحمين To Marcus Sahaba, I say Jazakumullah for giving me this opportunity to say a few words. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.